This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, I'm going to work my way through these, Gator, and I will say that you guys did extremely well on guessing which celebrities will be, who you can bet on which celebrities will be confirmed to be an alien. Kanye West, who Kang guessed, is the is tied for fourth. So only three people have better odds than Kanye.
Wow.
Your pick of Tom Cruise, not bad. There are 11 better than Tom Cruise. Here's the feedback, and I'll just read my way through these, and then you can perhaps just say if you think any of these qualify. So I'll read these without comment. Are you ready?
Yes.
Elon Musk. That's from Mike in, in Dearborn Heights. Daniel from Clinton Township says Mark Zuckerberg. Steve from Madison Heights says Melania Trump. Looks like E.T. From Eric in St. Clair Shores, Keanu Reeves. Andy at work says Machine Gun Kelly. I'll say Charlie Sheen is an alien. That's from Rick. Mike in Flint says John Tesh. Steve-O in Rochester says Taylor Swift. Jim in Macomb says Lady Gaga. Aaron in Port Huron says Nicolas Cage is 100% an alien. And Dan says Victor Webanyama, without a doubt, would be more shocked if he was confirmed to be a human. All right, so Gator, do you think any of those ranked ahead of Kang's guess of Kanye West?
I think there's a couple of them that could be ahead of him.
Okay.
Taylor Swift.
Okay.
I don't know if this would have Victor Wembanyama on it. It sounds like, you know, looking for celebrities, not sports celebrities, but
sports celebrities did make the list.
They did. Okay. I mean, Wembanyama could be on that. I mean, that is a...
Well, does it count commissioners? Because Adam Silver is definitely an alien.
Adam Silver handing the trophy to Victor Wembanyama.
I'm telling you.
Looks like a scene out of Men in Black.
Yes, 100%.
Right?
100%.
I mean, Adam Silver already looks like one of those skinny aliens from Men in Black.
Yes.
And Wembanyama is just a taller version. I mean, that's...
Here you go. He stretches his arm out like... across the entire basketball court to give him the trophy.
Right. I mean, yeah, I could see that.
That's alien to alien right there.
All right, so you like the Wembanyama pick. Anybody else?
To Taylor Swift. I like
Taylor Swift.
Elon Musk is an interesting call. I think before his dive into politics, I think that was an interesting call. So...
All right, so the ones that are same odds as Kanye West at plus 2,000, Miley Cyrus.
Okay.
At plus 1,600, Steven Spielberg.
Huh.
Tied with, who got this one? Daniel in Clinton Township. Tied with Mark Zuckerberg, plus 1,600. Uh-huh. But the number one celebrity confirmed to be an alien, odds that you can bet on betonline.ag from the world of sports at plus 1200. Our friend, Dennis Rodman.
Yeah, okay.
Other fascinating names on this list. And this one just cracks me up. At plus 2500, the Olsen twins.
What does it say about Elizabeth Olsen, the sister?
Adam Silver did get odds. Plus 3300, tied with Tom Cruise.
Well done.
See?
Somebody said Keanu. He's plus 5,000.
He'd be like an alien from if there was another world, and that world was like Canada. Keanu Reeves would be from that world. He seems like the greatest guy ever.
Yeah, okay, I could see it. I want you to tell me who you think has better odds confirmed to be an alien. William Dafoe or Steve Buscemi?
Oh, Steve Buscemi.
Yeah, Buscemi.
Dafoe is plus 5,000.
Wow.
That's an upset.
That is an upset.
I think so.
So you had sex with a little fella. Fargo line.
Shohei Ohtani is plus 1,500.
What about his interpreter?
No odds on the interpreter.
Is that illegal alien? He's from Japan, but I think he's got paperwork.
At this point, I hope so.
So there you go.
The Dodgers got that on. Come on.
Yeah, I mean.
That's a big investment.
Thought that was an interesting list.
It's in California, though. Yeah. Be a target. That is an interesting list.
Yep.
No Taylor Swift.
No. No odds on Taylor Swift.
Huh.
Surprised me a little bit.
No Patrick Mahomes.
No Patrick Mahomes.
That would explain a lot.
Well, look, if you so choose, you can throw your money away on that. On celebrity confirmed to be an alien. They have celebrities to be abducted by aliens. But that really takes us into an interesting conversation that I don't want to get into. Okay. Got a question for you.
Uh-huh.
Did you watch TGL with Tiger?
I did.
Tiger, correct me if I'm wrong. He selected the wrong club.
So this can only happen with a simulator as opposed to on. This would never, ever, 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 ever happen on a golf course. So he hits his drive, nice drive, and he's got to hit a second shot. And he's over on the side by where his clubs are, where their caddy is, if you will. And he's the caddy guy is the guy who sets up the simulator, the view of the simulator, and lets you know whatever you need to know. And Tiger said, "What's the distance on this?" And the guy said, "It's 99." And at least that's what Tiger heard. I thought that's what the guy said too. And on the screen, it says he's 195 away. So I figured, like golf, they always just, they lop off the first number, just tell you, yeah, you got 99 over on this side. It's 91 to the front, whatever. But you know it's 191 yards. So Tiger grabs his 56-degree wedge because he thinks he's 99 yards away and not 199, which is what apparently the guy meant to is what he meant to say. It's 199. So he gets up there, swings, and hits this ball, and it's a high arcing shot because it's a 56-degree wedge,
right?
And everybody's looking like, "What are you doing?" and Tiger immediately realizes that, wait a minute, and he goes, "You said it was 99," and then they're all like, "We said 199." "No, you said it was 99. I thought it was 99. That's why I grabbed my wedge." And he's like panicking because he's screwed up.
Yep.
He's played like crap all day long. And frankly, during this whole TGL thing, I've watched most of he's played awful on this simulator.
Has he really?
Yeah, his team has been terrible. Kistner is god awful on this thing too. And he's freaking out. But he's also starting to laugh a little bit, realizing how stupid this just looked. And he's embarrassed by it, and he's trying to laugh it off, and eventually does kind of laugh it off. But it was one of those things that would only happen in a league like this. Because obviously, if you're on a golf course,
yeah,
you're looking at it, and you know that it's not half the distance you thought it was.
So is this thing still getting better ratings than LIV?
Probably.
Yeah.
And when he had last night, he had Tiger. The other day, they had like three matches in a row, like all throughout the day being played.
The thing about live is the numbers on like the TB ratings are so brutal. And I'm trying to figure out how the hell they're measuring success or failure. If it's measured by TV ratings, not a success. If it's measured by earnings, not a success. If it's measured by star power, success. If it's measured by its impact on the world of golf, just its over the impact, probably a success. But how long can this thing last when you've got a golf simulator that has better TV ratings?
How long can LIV last?
Yeah.
Well, it's not, I mean, I think LIV can still last. What they're trying to do is make sure that it coincides with the PGA Tour. And when they had the event over the weekend, the Genesis Invitational, that it's Tiger's tournament, he didn't participate in it. Obviously, he had a lot going on with his mother's passing, but he did show up on the final day to do some commentary, and they were asking him about conversations that were had with the head of PGA and all that, and when are they going to get what's going on with the LIV Tour as well. And he said that he basically thinks that something's going to happen very soon that'll allow LIV golfers to participate in some of these events, because what people want to see, golf fans want to see the best taking on the best.
Yep.
Every time. So, you know, to not have DeChambeau out there or Brooks Koepka or Dust, it's tough not to see those guys when you're used to seeing them. It sounds exactly like what it is. They're going to work it out to make it happen. But I also still think that it's going to be a separate league.
All right, Gator found some spring training hype. I want to discuss it. And I found a list of the best MLB spring training cliches.
Oh.
I want you to read the hype that you have found, and I want to see if any of these cliches are listed in this story. There's one Tiger early generating a buzz. We'll get to that today at 1:16 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
Look, keeping your house warm is obviously important to you this winter and every winter, right? Well, lucky for you, the red, white, and blue trucks, they're everywhere. They belong to Birmingham Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. They are the expert technicians that are out there to ensure that your house stays nice and toasty warm this winter, all right? Because you have to be warm in this winter. Don't just take my word for it. You can check out their A-plus rating they have from the Better Business Bureau with some of the 5-star reviews they have on Google. But they're there for you. If you've got a furnace that's giving you an issue, if you've got some pipes that might be bursting, that's an issue. They can take care of it. It doesn't matter if it's your furnace, your water heater, your boiler, your water filtration, whatever it is that you have an issue with, schedule an appointment online at BirminghamPlumbingCO.com. Birmingham Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, your Metro Detroit boiler experts.
All right, Gator, which Tiger's getting the early hype?
Well, this comment comes from Jordan Strack, who labels himself as a storytelling and media specialist. Toledo Mudhens and Toledo Walleye, Maumee High School, Bowling Green alum, and Kennedy's dad has almost 34,000 followers on Twitter. So he
credentials are in order, yes. Then.
This is a guy I think covers Toledo. Okay. He says this: after watching How You Lee for 2 days, I'm fully convinced this kid is going to be a star.
Wow.
I've talked with some guys around camp and everyone seems to love him. He's got a little swagger to him. He knows he's good and he just turned 22. Get your Mudhens tickets now.
All right, so How You Lee is the first to get the spring training overreaction this year. We'll keep track of all of the spring training overreactions. Who gets, this guy's pumping up the mud hens. Like, well, he's going to be a star, but he's going to be a mud hen?
Unless he just plays so well, he just jumps from Double A to the majors, Doug. Okay. And the Tigers have a need for a third baseman, and here's a guy who, you know, plays second base, third base, and shortstop. He's played everywhere. He's a right-handed stick, which is what they need on the left side of the infield there. Last year, 87 games with Erie before his season was truncated due to injury. He hit .298 last year with an OPS of .851. Stole 16 bases in those 87 games. And had 19 doubles and 12 homers and 5 triples. The guy was pretty productive last year and was part of the which trade was that part of?
Jared or Michael Lorenzen.
I think you're right, Lorenzen trade. Yeah. So this is a guy to keep an eye on. I think we were excited about what he did last year in the minors. But again, cut short due to injury.
Okay, was this done via Twitter?
Yes.
And it's how Yu Lee is going to be a star. All right, that is the first entry into the log this year on spring training overreaction. We keep track of when, February 19th, who, Jordan Strack, how, via Twitter, and what, how Yu Lee is going to be a star.
Took him 2 days to be fully convinced.
2 days.
I like the fully convinced line fully people always use.
Convinced.
So it's 2 days to be fully convinced.
Yep.
Oh, that's great.
Didn't want to take any more time. No need.
No, didn't need to.
Yeah, exactly.
I got it, guys. I'm fully convinced.
Yeah, fully convinced.
What we like doing
this. I can walk
this
away from the table. I'm fully convinced.
We like doing this because we, too, have done this on our trips down to spring training.
You mean Gator?
What?
Well, Gator, it started with Gator making fun of it, only to shortly thereafter participate in said thing that he was making fun
sometimes,
of.
Sometimes, Doug, the ball just makes a different sound coming off the bat. Sometimes.
Which leads us to a list I just found on The Athletic. It's MLB spring training cliches on what they're used for. These are things you hear in just virtually every Major League Baseball camp. Are you ready?
I am.
When a manager tries to soft shoe a question about competition for a roster spot, they invariably say, "I don't want to leave anybody out." That is at number 13 on the list.
Okay.
Next, at number 12, typically a response to a question about pressure in a new city with a new contract off a down season. Quote, "My expectation for myself higher than anybody else's." Gotcha. At number 11, you hear variations of this from front office executives across the game. Quote, "We don't pay attention to projections." When a player shows up in the best shape of their life,
yeah, here we go. Yeah.
They invariably say, "I cut out blank this offseason."
Oh, sure.
Some sort of.
You saw who the Tiger guy was that did that this year, right?
Oh, I did.
No, I didn't.
Oh, he doesn't know Gator.
Riley Green.
Yep.
You know what he cut out?
I don't know. Should I put
not this completely? He didn't go cold turkey,
no, but he went like he cut back a lot.
He cut down significantly.
Yeah. Okay, is this something that that I would like?
Yes.
He cut out beer?
No.
Keep going.
He cut out pretzel M&Ms?
No.
He cut out chicken wings?
Getting closer.
Yeah, but no.
And he's claimed he cut this out?
Yep.
Cut back significantly.
Cut back significantly.
I don't know.
Chick-fil-A.
Oh.
Yeah, he will no longer eat it on Sundays.
Quite the commitment.
Yeah, no, seriously. I guess he cut back.
Cut it down a ton. A ton.
Interesting.
See, I always thought that the coming in the best shape of their life, the cliche is, I'm in the best shape of my life. You don't have to qualify
saying
I cut out blank. It's just, no, I'm in the best shape of my life.
Yeah, I kind of feel that alone is probably the number one cliche, but I will tell you ahead of time. Stronger than ever. I'm disappointed that it is not the number one cliche. It's not even a cliche. It's
seeing the ball better. Yeah. But it might be something else. I'm sorry.
Riley Green cut out Chick-fil-A?
Yeah.
I guess it's worth it.
I remember Aaron Rodgers cut out dairy.
Yeah.
That made sense.
Aaron Rodgers.
No cheese. Guy was playing quarterback for the Green Bay Packers. He was cutting out cheese. Good call.
All right, these are now we're down.
You never cut the cheese.
Never. I mean,
but it's always funny when you do.
You never cut out cheese.
Yeah, okay.
Number 9, I think we're going to surprise some people. Number 8, I went to Driveline, which is a pitcher thing that people are doing now. Number 7, I just hope we all stay healthy is my favorite description. Spoiler alert, this won't happen. No. Spring training is ripe time for injuries, from freak accidents to nagging elbow discomfort that didn't quite go away with a restful offseason. And number 6, just getting my work in. This feels like the kind of thing that's said after a starting pitcher gets shelled. I'm just getting my
work. Yeah, I'm just getting my work in. Just working
on some
new
things.
I'm working on some things. Yeah. Working on the pitcher.
This is given.
Work harder. You just got shelled for 3 home runs.
This is given by a prospect learning a new position, a veteran coming off the bench, or a pitcher stuck somewhere between the rotation and the bullpen. Quote, I'll do anything they need me to do.
Translation, please keep me up with the show. I don't want to go back to bus rides.
When you get a new teammate.
He's a good fit in the room?
No. Any other guesses?
Good locker room guy?
No. At number 4 on spring training cliches, when you get a new teammate, I'm just glad I don't have to face him anymore.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Another one here. When you get a new star player in your clubhouse, invariably somebody references, quote, the way he goes about his business. Number 3 on the list of spring training cliches. Here's one we're going to hear from the Tigers a lot. This is if your team's 5th starter spot is unsettled, or you don't know who's playing a position, or you're filling out a bullpen, or who's got the last spot on your bench. A manager will invariably say, it's a wide open competition.
Sure.
And the number 1 spring training cliche, and I don't even know if I agree with this. This is a universal get out of trouble expression, sure to elicit, well, not a laugh, but maybe a nod and a knowing shrug. Quote, it's spring training for everyone. Is that the number 1 spring training? It's not. He's in the best shape of his life.
I would imagine it's the best shape of his life, but I've heard the other one before. Certainly.
I've heard it too. I'm surprised.
Hey, spring training for everybody, right? We're all learning the same. You know, yeah. We're all just getting back into the swing of things.
Well, yeah, I think that applies to like people that aren't playing the game. Like, you know what I mean? Like an announcer mess ups. Oh, it's spring training for everybody, right? Oh, am I right? Yeah. Oh, the usher falls down. Oh, it's, it's spring training for everybody, right? Yeah. Oh, the mascot came out with his head off. Well, it's spring training for everybody.
But it's like the pitching fielding practice, right?
When I mess up at home, honey, it's spring training for everybody, right?
That's right. I'm going to try that next time my wife's disappointed in me. I'm just going to say, well, honey, it's spring training for everybody.
Did you forget to put on sunscreen? Hey, spring training for everybody.
Yeah.
Did you take out the garbage?
No, I bet spring training for everybody. We should try that collectively as a gender and see if it works.
Did you light a match? Spring training for everybody?
All right, there you go. Top cliches out of spring training. You have about 15 more minutes to vote on our favorite mock draft of the day. 4 of them competing. If you haven't voted yet, go check us out on Twitter at DougAndGator971. We'll update the voting. That is straight ahead at 1:31 here on Carson Anderson. A 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Detroit, a great lawn is like a great sports team. It takes expertise and a little extra care to really stand out. And that's where True Green comes in. They're the local experts in Detroit and the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, so they know a thing or two about keeping grass looking like a fairway. Here's the best part. It's more affordable than you think, and they'll even match any competitor's price. Plus, True Green backs it all up with a satisfaction guarantee. If you're not happy, they'll come back between visits to make it right. Don't wait. Head to truegreen.com today. Let the pros do the work while you sit back and enjoy the results. Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. It is a Wednesday here on the program. Big couple of days ahead with two big sporting events, starting with tomorrow's USA versus Canada final in the Four Nations face-off. In when we're in a time that the an event which dates all the way back to Wednesday of last week has a chance to capture America in a sport that has traction, but would always love, the hockey crowd would love to see their sport elevated. It's a pretty amazing occurrence that this has gone from something that people are like, wait, what's this thing? To, I can't wait for this hockey game.
Yeah, I think this is awesome for the NHL. It's awesome for sports fans. I mean, to the point where this game tomorrow night, it feels, to me anyway, that to have a ticket to be a spectator at this event would rival just about any ticket you could get in sports.
This year? Or just...
I just think in general. I mean, I'm trying to think of other things that what would I rather see than this, you know, than this event. I mean, obviously, if you could pinpoint a game 7 to go to, you'd want to do that. But for just an event's sake, I mean, this feels like it's more to me than a Super Bowl would be, unless my team is playing in it. You got to kind of take your team out of it, I guess, and just would you rather go to X event or not? And this to me is kind of like the Olympics and going to the championship, the gold medal final of hockey in the Olympics. You know, this is kind of what that's like. And I think this is an awesome thing, NHL, because obviously all eyes are on this right now. Mm-hmm. And people will be watching this. There will be people that are tuning in that are just flat out casual, or people that have never watched it before, but they're hearing about this and they'll watch it tomorrow night, that will come away saying, that's pretty great. I never really paid too much attention to hockey, but it was a lot of fun. And now they're going to pay attention to when the season fires up over the weekend, and you'll be able to see all these different stars playing on different teams.
So you may recall yesterday we talked about the buy-in price. What is the buy-in price for just a single ticket?
Was it $800 or something?
Yeah, I forgot to mention the fees.
Oh.
So right now, the cheapest you can get into the building at the TD Garden in Boston, Massachusetts for tomorrow night's USA versus Canada game, row 12... in the 300 level, in the goal to the right, $1,074.43.
Wow.
That is with the fees added in. It's listed at 816, but the fee is $258.43, which is one of the most frustrating things out there, is just tell me the damn price. I don't care that the ticket is $816 and the fees are $258. I want to know what my price is. Why do you break them up, and why do you get me excited about a price I think I'm going to like, and then you pull the rug out from under me? This seat, this single seat, is 4 rows from the top of the arena. I mean, it's a coveted seat. What is the most expensive seat? Here's one for $5,676. That's before fees. $6,366. That is on the glass at the blue line next to the penalty box. After fees, let me go to checkout. $8,337.74.
Wow.
Can you imagine? I don't know that our particular take on what this event was going to be. We actually are hockey guys. It's hard because through the course of history, we've discovered that when Detroit really gets fired up to talk hockey, not all of you, but when the city gets on board, is the postseason. And it's been tough because they haven't been in the postseason. We got some authentic hockey calls at the end of last regular season when they were playing essentially mm-hmm. playoff games to try and get in. And we can sort of judge where the city is based upon feedback and all that. But there's nothing like postseason hockey. But as hockey guys, Could you imagine if you bought a face value ticket for this thing going, maybe I'll go. This could be interesting to like, oh my God, I can sell this ticket right. for 20 times what I paid for it.
That's incredible.
Yep.
I guess going to this tournament, I think we thought that it was going to be a better alternative to watching an all-star game. Mm-hmm. It should be more competitive. I don't think we realized it was going to be this competitive. And, you know, even obviously the U.S.-Canada game was incredible. But even the prelim games that we saw, which involved United States and Finland and Sweden and Canada, those games were very competitive. You know, there was some hitting in those games, but the definitely it was the competitive juices were flowing for those teams. And then you thought, okay, well, USA-Canada could be interesting. I don't think anybody thought we're going to get the start that we did to that game where you have three nope. fights in 8 seconds.
We did not.
And then just the incredibly spirited play by both teams the rest of the way. And now that's exactly what we're expecting for tomorrow night. I wouldn't expect the fights, but I expect the spirited play to be there. I think it's going to be chippy. I think you're going to get some pushing and shoving. I don't know if teams are going to be dropping the gloves, but I think we're going to see like playoff atmosphere hockey for this game tomorrow night. And there's obviously national pride. So this is good. This is just great for the sport, and it's great for the NHL.
Doug, the real question is, how does this affect the Dallas Cowboys?
Of course, it always is, and I'm sure ESPN will find a way to tie it in. You know, what's funny, too, is a big part of any hockey discussion, it is, you know, special teams. Do you know how many power play goals have been scored in the 6 games so far?
Not many. I'm trying to think on this. I can't think of too many. Two?
There's been four in 6 games. Now, is that a reflection of there not being a ton of penalties? I guess I'd have to go back and look at that. Or is that more when there's this much talent on the ice, the penalty kill units are just outclassing the power play units?
Well, you have to look at how the teams are constructed. And, you know, it's not all about offense and putting the best offensive players on the ice. You have to have those guys that are willing to do the dirty work. And when you have a Dylan Larkin, that's where his value comes in. Because not only is Dylan Larkin a point-a-game guy, and can score 30 goals and maybe approach 40 this year. But Dylan Larkin's a guy that is so responsible defensively that it becomes invaluable in a situation like this.
Well, Dylan Larkin is doing an interview right now on ESPN, and he just mentioned how he loves that the fact that they're letting him play out there, and he feels like it's playoff hockey style. I was joking about the Cowboys question, Doug, but seriously, how does this affect Dylan Larkin in the Wings? Like, he gets to not only be a part of this team, but he made the game-winning goal last, you know.
Yeah.
Assisted on the empty net goal.
I talked about this a little bit yesterday. If Dylan Larkin, tomorrow, he's probably playing the most important game of his career, and it's more of a reflection of where the Red Wings have been since he's been here. He played 5 playoff games when he was 19 years old. And he hasn't played a playoff game since. He might tell you that some of those games at the end of last year's playoff push were bigger for him personally. And that's his 9-to-5 job. So it's hard to say that, hey, the job that I'm paid millions of dollars to do, I'm about to play a game that I'm assuming he's volunteering for this. The U.S. players getting paid. That might be the most important game. He might go back to, you know, an NCAA tournament game at Michigan. I don't know. But I want Dylan Larkin to come back from this thing with a swagger, and maybe Lucas Raymond, but if Larkin goes out and does something significant tomorrow, then it's funny. We did the fun with Vegas odds, and your point, if Larkin scores the game-winning goal tomorrow, he's 40-1 to win the MVP. Would he win the MVP? If the U.S. beats Canada twice because Dylan Larkin scored a game-winning goal? He could be MVP.
He could be, yeah. And yes, NHL players are receiving compensation for participating in the Four Nations face-off. But Google says the amount is not as much as their regular salaries. I can't see what an amount is, but they are getting some kind of compensation for this.
Well, it's looming tomorrow, and I'm looking forward to this game tomorrow night. And it's weird, right? You know, that this has become such a big deal that I think it might impact multiple sports. I mean, what if Major League Baseball went U.S. versus the world?
Well, I mean, they've got
the World Baseball Classic.
The World Baseball Classic that is really kind of cool. But if they did that for like an All-Star game, I wouldn't hate it. Wouldn't hate it at all. But baseball's tough because it's the middle of the season and you're not going to use rosters for that like you would, I guess, in the regular season.
Well,
you would still use it like an all-star thing where, hey, the starting pitcher might go two innings.
Yep. Yeah, it's not exactly the same, but this formula has definitely caught people's attention.
Does it translate as much? See, like, you get to say USA. Everyone's from this country. But when you put the world together, they're not all from the same countries. Does it mean as much?
They're,
you know, because, like, four nations, is they're representing their countries.
It doesn't mean as much.
It's hard because the rest of the world that plays baseball, I mean, there are a lot of nations, and not just, you know, Dominican Republic and Venezuela, Cuba, Mexico,
Japan, Korea.
Yeah.
Sorry, I got sidetracked. We will update the final polling on which mock draft you like the most next here on Carson Anderson on 97.1.
Finding reliable service can be really tough, but I've had a great experience working with the great folks over at Precision Garage Door. My garage door needed some repairs, so I called them up, and they came out immediately, walked me through what they were going to do. I understood what they were going to do. They fixed the issue, and that's all you can ask for. It was amazing. Just a breeze. Jackie's team was fantastic to work with, and right now, you get a free door opener when you buy any new garage door. That's a $499 value. The sale ends March 31st. Plus, if you mention 97.1 The Ticket, they're going to waive your service fee. That's pretty awesome. With the cold weather, that can bring some real problems to your garage doors. All those moving parts, they need to be taken care of. So call the great folks over at Precision today, and they will help you out. All calls are answered 24/7. If you're looking for a career, Precision Garage Door is always hiring. So call now. You can fix your problems today, 1-800-DOOR-REPAIR, or visit precisiondoormi.com and schedule that appointment.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
The March to Spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yesterday, we were discussing a list of possible cut candidates, teams and the players in the NFL, teams might decide to part ways to save some cap space. One of the names that we mentioned that might make some sense for Detroit has actually come out and spoken now about Detroit. Gator, do you got the story in front of you?
Yes, I do. Darius Slay has been thought of as a potential cut candidate with Philadelphia. That his current deal on the books for 2025. He's set to carry a cap hit of just under $13.8 million. And if he's a post-June 1 cut, that would clear around $4.3 million in cap space for Philadelphia. He was on the podcast with the St. Brown brothers, and he said, I've got one more year left, but you know how that works. Whatever they want to do, I might re-sign back. Hopefully, if I ain't, we'll see what I'm doing, because I do want to play one more year for sure. When asked about Detroit, he says, oh, I love Detroit. I've got nothing but love for Detroit. It's my second home. I do a lot for the city still to this day. A lot of the guys from Detroit that's in the league all kind of hang with me. And when they were little high school kids, that's the crazy part. He was talking about guys like Sauce Gardner or Jordan Lewis, Avante Maddox, Donovan Peoples-Jones, as younger players. He said, I did a lot for the city, and that's why I've got a lot of love.
I mean, yes, please.
I'll take Darius Slay, absolutely.
The question is, can they afford him? If Philly cuts him at $13 million and he gets on the open market, I feel like somebody's going to give him more than that, and I'm not sure Detroit.
But it's his last year, and he's basically said that he's just going to play one more year. So is it 1 year to play at a giant contract, or is it 1 year to play, I want to win a championship, and I'm going to go to play and win a championship?
Well, he just checked the box on the championship. Yeah. It would probably be a lot more advantageous for us if he hadn't won a championship. But then again, who knows? At this point, I'm open to anything. Let's update the polling. The dueling mocks, we had four of them updated in the last 24 hours. Dave Burkett of the Free Press, Daniel Jeremiah of NFL Network, Field Yates of ESPN, and Daniel Flick of Sports Illustrated. Burkett had Nick Skorton, the edge rusher out of Texas A&M, coming to Detroit with the 28th pick. Jeremiah had Donovan Jackson, the guard from Ohio State, coming to Detroit. Field Yates had the Lions' first-round pick is Gray Zabel, interior offensive lineman, guard center out of Nodak State. And Daniel Flick had Derek Harmon, defensive tackle from Oregon. The people voted. Jackson finishes fourth with 13.1% of the vote. Nice try, Jeremiah. 14% of the vote. Field Yates, your guy, finishes third. And that's Gray Zabel. Flick, Derek Harmon, 22.7% of the vote. Skorton, the runaway winner, 50.2% wow. of the vote. And congratulations to Dave Burkett. I would imagine the crowning achievement of his career.
Without question.
Yep.
Look, these are all options before free agency has started. Free agency will totally change and shift what we all feel about what they should do with the 28th pick in the draft. The offseason is huge. Are they going to get involved with trade talks for any of these players? They've announced a salary cap is going to fall somewhere between, I think it's 277 and 285 million or whatever the number is. It's a crazy number. It's gone up $53 million in the last 2 years, the salary cap has in the NFL. They're printing money. So every team's going to be spending.
So, you know, Derek Harmon, who was all three of us, said we'd go with Derek Harmon. There's something that gets said about Derek Harmon that I think it probably gets overplayed when it comes to professional sports. And that is the statement that, you know, it makes sense because he's from Detroit. It makes sense to me because of who the football player he is. When guys get to be pros, I'm not sure that matters nearly as much as it gets talked about as to where you are from when you are getting it, when you're getting a draftable prospect. I think the only time it matters is when you're a free agent and you prefer to go mm-hmm. to a place. But when you're drafted, I think you're at a different point in your life. The, oh my God, I'm a pro. I'm making money for this point of my life. Do some guys want to play for their hometown team? Without a doubt, they want to, but I'm not sure it makes a difference for them as, you know, hey, he would be better in Detroit than he will be anywhere else.
Well, I don't know how to answer that.
Neither of us have been in that situation.
No, but I wonder, like, if you're going to ask, like, Aiden Hutchinson.
Yep.
Is this where he wanted to be all along? And does it mean more because a player that comes from this area knows what the struggle has been for Detroit sports fans to see a winner in his lifetime?
I think that player, without question, knows what the struggle has been but I don't think that makes him necessarily any better or worse of a player at the professional level. Yeah. I think at the college level, emotions play a bigger role and guys get a little bit more dialed in that way.
But at the same time, I mean, one of the things I think we appreciated about Dan Campbell when he was brought over here is because he played on that awful team that he knew. So does that did that matter?
Might be different as a coach because I think it helps. And I'm workshopping the idea here, but because I hadn't thought about it as a coach. As a coach, I would suspect that it helps you in minor ways, like dealing with the media and things that you say that people in your community can relate to.
But if you went through that as a player and now you're a coach coming here and you know how tough it is and how much this town wants to win, and then you've got a guy that you're evaluating, does it give an edge if he's from Detroit? If you're looking at it and say, well, this guy, I mean, I already know that he knows what the struggle is. He's a hell of a player. Does that matter more?
It's possible. I mean, I obviously don't know Derek Harmon personally. Yeah. I love Derek Harmon, the football fit.
Yes,
I do too. It's just so funny. Our guy finished a distant second, but everybody finished second to Scorton. People really apparently like Scorton.
I think they really like Dave Burkett.
Is that really a reflection?
I think you really like Dave Burkett. You called him devilishly handsome.
Yep. Devilishly handsome.
That was you. Doug called him handsome. I call him just a dude. So I'm just a guy.
You played basketball with him, is that correct?
Yeah.
Is he any good?
Yeah. Burkett can handle the ball. He runs the point, man.
He's got handles.
Okay, but here's the deal. In my pickup game, you're the point guard. Would I prefer Burkett to you?
Right now, yes.
Burkett's got more size.
Burkett's just, he's probably been playing more lately than I have. I think they still run a weekly game. I have been out of the weekly game since.
Since we know what? You don't do anything anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But as far as the whole, you know, being in the backyard thing, like being from here.
Yep.
I think Harmon's a little different because, like, you know, obviously he went to end up going to Oregon. But as far as an evaluation standpoint, I think that means a lot because, like, Michigan State players, Brad Holmes and his guys, they can just drive down the street, right, and then actually get real eyeballs on a player instead of having to fly out to Alabama or wherever to go see players. Because I think Brad Holmes and his scouts really rely on not just tape, but they want to see a guy in person and how fast he is in person because they're all about drafting the football player.
Yep.
And so I think the Harmon thing would probably, overblown. I don't know why nationally writers do that all the time. But for as far as I'm saying, from college to the pros,
sure, you know? It's the funny thing about it is
it's an easy story. That's
it is.
What it becomes is a cool little sidebar. But it doesn't. I don't know if it means he's going to be better here than he will be anywhere else. Aiden Hutchinson, you know, his dad having played at Michigan. When you choose your college, there was no doubt in my mind that Aiden Hutchinson was a better football player at Michigan than he would have been anywhere else because that seemed very personal to him. Do you remember when Hutch got drafted? People were like watching him and going, "Ooh, he's not excited." And I'm like, they did the same thing with J-Mo. Tarion left little doubt. Tarion was easy to read when he got drafted by the Lions. He walked up on the stage and said, "I'm home." Which was hysterical. It's a great response.
Weren't there stories about how it was a bad thing for Charles Rogers to get drafted by the Lions?
Yes.
Like where there maybe he would have been like better off.
Off not to be surrounded by the people that you grew up with.
And, just kind of get away.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's too bad that did not work out. Boy, was he.
One great game.
Yeah, one great game, that's for sure. All right. Mike Valeni has made his way in studio. Hello, sir.
I'm so relieved.
About?
You guys and mock drafts are back.
Oh, yeah. Well, we did it differently today. We had dueling mocks.
Which one did you like the most?
I heard you guys talking about Derek Harmon.
Yeah.
Best player money can buy.
Do you, which of the four would you prefer? Scorton, edge rusher from Texas A&M, Donovan Jackson, the guard from Ohio State, Gray Zabel, the interior offensive line from Notre Dame, or Derek Harmon?
I'm not going to say I'll take best. I'll do whatever at 28, but for the sake of this little exercise, I'll go with Harmon. He's versatile. He's a disruptor. You put him next to Aleem, he gets better. Yeah, I'd go with that. Yeah. But Scorton's a really good player. That green kid out of Marshall, I watched him a couple times. He's a freakazoid.
Yeah, the
kid whose name I can't pronounce from Boston College, also a freakazoid. Go watch the tape of what he did to Ashton Leppo this year. Yikes.
I would like Harmon just and the fact that he'd be a hometown kid, some more pride.
Yeah, we just talked about we didn't think that matters.
Well, I mean, no, high school.
I know.
Well, yes. Look, the Skorton, the one thing that's becoming clear to me is we are early in the draft process, which used to be called October, early in the draft process, is I feel like that their needs really match up well with this board.
It's deep in defensive linemen.
And interior offensive linemen.
What you guys said, though, about the cap going up is every reason why there's a fearsome foursome. Parsons, Hendrickson, Garrett, Crosby. Go get one. Spin the wheel.
On this day, the anniversary of the Rasheed Wallace trade that put a team over the top.
Yes. And we'll trade Zelico Rabracha and Mike James. And what else do you need?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, boys, have a great show. Stay safe, everyone, and treat each other with respect. 97.1.